What is an enigma? According to the dictionary, it's something mysterious, puzzling, difficult to understand, somewhat inscrutable. And if you're a word nerd, you'll be interested to know that enigma has both a Latin and a Greek origin. In our current series in the Faith Factor, we've been thinking about who is Jesus and why does it matter? And one of the key passages is this one from Colossians chapter 1. Reading at verse 15, Paul says about Christ, "He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him." Clearly in this passage, Paul is straining the bounds of human language to explain about Christ, the Almighty God who took on humanity, God who became enfleshed for the purpose of the gospel, the one who is fully God and fully man, or maybe more accurately, truly God and truly man. And then Paul in verse 17 says something somewhat enigmatic. Here's the enigma. He, Christ, is before all things, and in him all things consist, or all things hold together. In this key passage, Paul was engaged in one of the most mind-stretching activities to occupy the brain of any thinker, to consider the character, the attributes, and eternal essence of the God-man Jesus Christ, the one who is the enfleshment of God. And that process inevitably confronted the apostle, as it confronts each of us who think deeply about who Christ is and why it matters, with the concept of aseity. Paul has declared that Christ is the image of the invisible God. In this enigmatic assertion, visible image of one who is invisible, Paul is defining Christ as the tangible depiction of what is non-physical. Jesus is the flesh and blood representation of what is pure spirit. The Son of Man is the incarnation of God. And because Jesus is God, he possesses all the attributes of God, together with the Father and the Holy Spirit, including aseity. Aseity means this: God is self-existent. He is completely autonomous. He is a being who therefore possesses absolute and ultimate independence. And in that way, God is different from every other being. Think about it. God's being is different. It's different from every man, woman, and child, past, present, and future. God's being is different from any angel, every demon, any animal or bird or fish, every insect, every virus, every microbe. Aseity makes his being different, unique, unparalleled, unlike any other, because he is without beginning. He is uncreated and absolutely self-existent. He holds the power of being in his invisible hand. And that's part of what Paul means when he says, "For from him and through him and to him are all things," in his doxology of Romans chapter 11. Every other being, including you and me, is created, derived, contingent, and therefore dependent on God. One of the oldest questions in metaphysics is this: why is there something rather than nothing? Let's push our thinking to another level. Logic demands that if anything exists, then something must have always existed. Otherwise, we are left with an impossibly vicious infinite regression of cause and effect. Thomas Aquinas, from the 13th century, described God as a necessary being. A being who cannot not be. Did you catch that? God is a necessary being, a being who cannot not be. Or think of aseity this way. Thomas asserted that if anything exists, then something must have the power of being within himself. That transcendent, ultimate being is God. And as we have been studying in this series, Christ is God. And as such, he is before all things, and in him all things consist. The Phillips version of this text says, he is both the first principle and the upholding principle of the whole scheme of creation. We've often repeated in our current series, Who is Jesus and Why Does It Matter?, that you can't love Christ with your heart without also understanding him accurately, authentically, and biblically with your mind. As we grow in our capacity to know him, may our love and our reverence and the jaw-dropping awe of this one who loved and died for us increase and find expression in our lives of worship. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation, for by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things consist. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation, for by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things consist.